for you, Lord, that you know every situation, and Lord, you will answer for your glory. We pray for faith to increase this morning, Lord. Take away doubts and fears, oh God. The attacks of the enemy, Lord, put a shield about us, oh God, to know we're in your hands and there are no better hands to be in this morning, oh God. You're the healer, you're the deliverer, oh Lord. You're the one who answers prayers. And we thank you in advance. We love you and praise you this morning and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Just lay hands, sister. Sister Rochelle.
Lord Jesus.
We just lay hands on you this morning, sister. As we come together in agreement and prayer with your need before the Lord. Whatever it is, oh Lord, would you guide our sister, Lord, divinely by your power? Would you lead her in a perfect path, oh God? Make a way where there is no way, oh Lord. Oh, provide an answer, oh God. A direction, oh Lord. We thank you that we can come to you with every need, Lord, and you will answer for your glory. Comfort our sister and strengthen her. Let your peace rest upon her. And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Tom.
Amen.
We're believing.
Praise the Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, would you lay your hand on our brother, oh God?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Whatever is troubling this physical, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus this morning, Lord, would you heal for your glory?
Lord God.
Lord, give him peace as he goes through this test. Let all the results be negative, oh God. We're thanking you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you have already provided.
Amen, Lord.
And thank you for these prayers that have already been answered.
Jesus. Glory to God.
We praise you this morning.
Glory.
We thank you. We praise you. Ask it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Susan, you want to be anointed, sister? Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sister Susan,
God, we pray for
we anoint you with oil. Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, would you lay your hand on my sister, oh God? Lord, we rebuke this troubling inner physical right now. We come against it in the name of Jesus, the powerful name, the name of victory, the name of healing, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus this morning. Let victory come. Let victory come, oh Lord. Let it come. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. And we praise you now. Let your peace rest upon her. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sister Olivia. Honey, we pray for you, Dolly. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lay your hand. Lay your hand. Lay your hand on my granddaughter, Lord. You know what she needs. You know what she needs, oh God. You are so faithful. You are so faithful this morning. We just praise you and thank you for what you're doing. For what we're going to see, Lord, let this be a witness, a testimony of your goodness and your love and your mercy. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Ron, just lay hands. Brother Ron, we lay hands in the name of Jesus. As we come together in agreement, it says where two or three agree together, it shall be done of the Father. And Lord, we agree together, oh Lord, this morning, Lord, that your will be done, that the perfect path would be made, oh God, the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit will take place in such a marvelous way. Heavy burdens would be lifted, oh Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus this morning. A God who cannot fail, a God who is able, hallelujah. A God who is worthy of our praise. Father, we thank you. Let your peace rest upon our brother. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may return to your seats. Praise the Lord. Will you turn with me to the fourth chapter, to the epistle to the Ephesians? A few scriptures for our meditation this morning. This fourth chapter is so beautiful and has so much instruction, encouragement in the Word of God, so much explanation. In the beginning of the chapter, it talks about the unity, maintaining the unity of the Spirit and the ministry gifts that are given. But I want to go to the beginning with verse 17. The theme of this message this morning is the old and the new life. And God's instruction to us. Would you just bow your heads with me a moment as we just lift a prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, for what you have prepared for us. And we pray, Lord, as we read your word, that the Holy Spirit will just deal with our hearts, that your word would sink deep into us, O God, and begin to open our eyes to the understanding that you would have us come to, O Lord, to draw closer to you, to be, Lord, that vessel matured and perfect in your eyes. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what we're going to see. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In the 17th verse, it says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over into lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness." And that word lasciviousness is insatiable desire for pleasure and just wasteful and riotous excess. "To work all uncleanness and with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to this deceitful lust." I want to pause here for a moment. His encouragement to this church at Ephesus is not to walk as other Gentiles walked. He says, you were walking like them. You lived in that before. And some of us can identify with that more, some more than others. Some of us say, well, we were born in the church. We really didn't have a chance to do a lot of sinning. We didn't really have a chance to be out in the world and do the things that were in the world. But we were still sinners, and we needed saving. And we needed the blood of Jesus applied to our hearts. But he says, don't be like the other Gentiles who walk in the vanity of their mind, who have been blinded to the truth, alienated from God, and walking in various ways that, you have been taught differently, praise God. And it takes revelation of the Holy Spirit to bring that to us, oh God, because a lot of folks, you talk to them today, well, I'm a good person. I obey the laws and I treat my fellow man with kindness, et cetera, et cetera. But there is an unrighteousness within us that we don't see, that only God sees. And the only way that can be exposed is by being in the presence of a holy God, to have that confrontation, to have that experience. I love the passage in Isaiah where he sees the vision of the Lord high upon the throne and the seraphims that were above him, and they cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And it says, "And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. It takes that experience to come into the presence of God. We may not have had a vision like Isaiah did, but certainly we've all had the feeling, the experience of coming into the presence of the Lord and feeling so just like he is so holy and so righteous and say, Lord, how do you even tolerate me? How is it possible that I could come into your presence? Praise God. We see ourselves truly as we are. It's not like somebody tells you you're a sinner. No, it's not that. It's the presence of God is so holy. It convicts you. It makes you feel like, oh, I'm not worthy to be in the presence of Almighty God. But that's when he begins to work. And we sing that song, I am changed. We sing, holy, holy, holy God, how awesome is your name. Holy, holy, holy God, how majestic is your reign. And I am changed. I am changed in the presence of a holy God. Praise the Lord. That's what we need this morning, to be in the presence of a holy God, that he can change us, praise God, because we can't do it in ourselves. We're not able, but we need the presence of God, the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit to change us, praise God, to purify us, to draw us closer to him. Praise the Lord. Let me go on with the reading this morning. He says that you put off concerning the conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Praise God that the Holy Spirit gives us the mind of Christ to understand the things of God. When we were living in sin, we didn't appreciate the things of God. It says those things are just, they don't understand. People don't understand. Well, why do you go to church so often and you pray and you live a life that is distinct and away from the world? Why? What causes you to do that? Is this a cult? Is this some kind of requirement of the church? No, it's the presence of the Lord, the God Almighty that lives within us, that keeps us, that sanctifies us, that keeps us separate, a separate people, praise God, that causes us to behave in such a certain way. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The things that you thought were so important, the things that seem to attract you and distract you, become distant and just fade away. Praise God. I say this, I've said this before, and I've heard others say it before me, that, you know, you don't have to give anything up when you come to the Lord. You know, that's the thing that always comes to people's mind. Well, if I go to church, if I get serious with God, I'm going to have to give this up, and I'm going to have to give that up, and I can't do this anymore, and I can't do that. And that's all the wrong attitude, praise God, because when you come to the Lord, when you come into his presence, when the Holy Spirit begins to work in your heart, those things go away. You don't have any desire for those things anymore. They fade away. They're not there. They're not important anymore. I don't care about those things anymore. The enemy tries to bring them back, though. Don't get me wrong. There's a distraction. The enemy tries once in a while to bring those old things back into life. But, oh, praise God, as we stay close to the Lord, those things fade away. He says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, to become a new creature in Christ Jesus, to continually put on the new man and the things that are pertinent to that life. Put on the new man. Put on Christ. The things of Christ. Live in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. He says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Put away lying. You know, we've often heard it said, well, it's okay to tell a little white lie. It doesn't hurt people's feelings. No, that's, Lord, help us to be truthful. but in a loving way. Amen? Truthful in a loving way. He says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. I think the essence of this verse is really the emphasis of don't get angry because you may sin. Have you ever been angry? Anything godly come out of your mouth? Anything that would bring encouragement? Anything good would ever come out of your mouth when you're... Have anybody had that experience? I've never had. And I think the word of God is encouraging. Don't be angry. Don't get angry. I know things upset us. And for that moment, I know the old man, the old nature is right there. And once I react and say, wait a minute now. After all, I have my rights. And the God man, the spirit man is trying to control us and say, don't be angry and sin not. Praise God. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. You see, if we let things fester, if we let things in our heart, they're going to cause us to sin. Eventually, it causes us to be embittered. You know, you hear stories of people that don't talk to their, siblings or relatives for years. That's an extreme example, and we've all heard those stories, Maybe we know some people that have done that. But that's not the way of God. Because regardless of how you were treated, you have got to answer for yourself before the Lord. Am I supposed to forgive? Am I supposed to let that go? Am I supposed to have that kind of, even when I did nothing wrong and I was accused or I was hurt, it was terrible. Oh, yes, you and I are supposed to forgive. And not let that sit in our hearts and in our souls. And it's a battle, my brother and sister, amen? It's something we have to struggle with. Because the memory doesn't go away. Oh, I remember. I forgave him, but I remember. That's got to go. Lord, help us. I find that pressure in myself because... My brothers, too, we have to handle the Word of God. And when we come on this pulpit, we have to handle the Word of God. And I've got to do it with a clean heart. I've got to say, Lord, help me to forgive. Help me to put it in the past. Help me, Lord, not to think about it. Help me, Lord, to overcome it. And have love and compassion. You see, that's the way of Christ. Love and compassion. That's how the body of Christ operates. That's how it, let me say, should operate. Amen? Things, we see each other's faults and failures and flaws. It's impossible to avoid. And sometimes that becomes a stumbling block. We had a program at Monsanto a long time ago. It was a safety program they instituted. And it seemed like correction is always of the negative kind. But this was kind of an encouragement that the whole thought of this, and I don't know, it was a little bit corny, but the whole thought of it was catch someone doing something right. A procedure, doing a safety procedure or doing something in the plant or whatever. Catch somebody doing something right. And write them up. Say, hey, I saw this man, so-and-so, doing he was doing it safely. Now that's on a, commercial, that's in a secular kind of thought. But the same thing goes in our spiritual walk. Lord, we all fail. We all have shortcomings. But the Word of God encourages us to have compassion. And to think about our brother and sister and pray for them. Praise God. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Husbands and wives, Don't go to bed angry. Don't go to bed angry. Mothers and fathers, children, young men, young women, don't let these things sit. Don't let anger sit, because it will turn to resentment. It will cause you to lose out. Deal with it. Praise God. Pray about it. Say, Lord, forgive me. You know, some of us have a hard time saying, forgive me. No amens? That's okay. I think we do. I think we all have that problem. We have a hard time saying, forgive me. Admitting shortcomings. That's difficult. But it says you have the mind of Christ, the mind that would cause us to be compassionate and to be humble. The word of God talks much about humility, being humbleness of heart. If we want the Lord to work, we need to be humble before Him, because we are nothing. We are nothing, praise God. It says, neither give place to the devil. Don't let the enemy get a foothold. Don't let the enemy cause you to see something that causes you to get discouraged or causes you to be resentful. Don't let him have a foothold. That's his whole desire, is to draw us away from each other, to break the unity. And the first part of the chapter we didn't read, it talks about maintaining the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Endeavoring, and it's really striving. I like to use the word striving, to keep the unity of the Spirit, because the enemy wants to break that unity. The enemy wants to rob us of that unity, where the Holy Spirit is hindered and cannot work. But oh, praise God, Lord, help us. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Corrupt communication. That's not only saying a few curse words, but it's expressing a thought, being judgmental of someone, spreading something about another person that may or may not be true. Even if it's true, what edification does it bring? Well, you know, so-and-so's got this problem. Now, if we do it in a way, let's join together and pray for them. Or it's, hey, I want you to know, you know, so-and-so's not perfect. They have this problem. Lord, help us. This is practical teaching this morning. Practical from the Word of God. Lord, help us to apply it to our hearts and understand, Lord, have I fallen? Have I done those things? Can I see myself in the Scriptures? Yes, I can. Praise God. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that I may minister grace unto the hearers. That it may be good to the use of edifying. If what I'm going to say, does it edify? Does it encourage? Does it build up? Lord, help us this morning. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit can grieve. He's a person. He can be saddened, discouraged. Think of yourselves as you as parents or your family, and they'll say something and it makes you sad that they have such a point of view, such an attitude. Sad at the way they express something. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. That Spirit is what has sealed you, praise God. Lord, help us I dare say every one of us have grieved the Holy Spirit at some point in our lives. Some behavior, some communication, some actions. We've grieved the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is just amazing because he keeps coming after us and keeps coming after us. And I say, Lord, help us, because when we grieve the Holy Spirit, we know it. There is a sense within us that there's a separation that comes. We feel it in God's presence. We feel that something is not right. And the Holy Spirit is trying. It's a way of saying, you know, come on. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to just change your way, praise God. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Let all bitterness. Where does bitterness come from? From anger? From being accused of something or treated unfairly? Seeing something that's not right? We can look at those in the church and say, well, you know, it's not right. That brother shouldn't be acting like that. That sister shouldn't be acting like that. And we can sit back and become bitter. Why is God letting that happen? Why is the pastor letting that happen? Why is the leadership of the church letting that? Why is that happening? Bitterness. What does Hebrews say? The letter to Hebrews. It says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You see, that root of bitterness is going to spread. That bitterness is going to spread to others. That bitterness is going to be communicated. And others are going to feel, oh yeah, is that right? I didn't know that was a situation. Put it away. Let it be put away from you. Praise God. Lord, help us. What is the Holy Spirit trying to say to us this morning? He says, this is all starts from the beginning of the chapter, endeavoring, striving to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. These are the things that break the unity. These are the things that hinder the church. These are the things that stop the working of the Holy Spirit. Bitterness, wrath, and anger, let it be put away from you. With all malice. And here's how to deal with it. And be ye kind one to another. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, it's easy to be judgmental. Isn't it? We look at someone and say, well, you know, we have this opinion. But stop and think. Have I had my days when I behaved like that? And what motivated me to behave like that? What motivated me? You know, maybe somebody's having a bad day. Maybe somebody's got problems at home or got problems on the job or things we're not aware of. And they behave in such a manner. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Forbearing, it says in another scripture, forbearing one another in love. Oh my God. That is difficult. That is difficult. That's the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts. That's the only way it can happen is God sheds his love in our hearts that we're able to love in that way. We're able to forgive. We're able to be merciful. We're able to say, Lord, I'm going to pray for that brother. I don't know what's troubling him, but I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for that sister. I don't want him to lose out. Oh, Oh God, help us. What, Holy Spirit, would you speak to us this morning in such a way that we catch the message, we understand what you're trying to convey. There's something that we have to look internally within ourselves and ask the Lord, Lord, would you search? When we say search us and try us, that's what the Holy Spirit is doing right here is when we read these words, Lord, that there is there bitterness? Is there evil speaking? Is there gossip? Is there feelings? Is there unforgiveness? Holy Spirit, take it away. Help us, Lord. Give us grace, strength to overcome, to turn the other cheek, to be compassionate. You know, we can say things without thinking that hurt people's feelings, not even realizing it. Lord, give us a compassionate spirit, a spirit where we understand that I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. I want to speak to them in such a loving way or not say something that it caused them to just feel bad. That's how the body of Christ edifies itself, builds itself up by this instruction from the Word of God. Lord, help us this morning. I'm going to close right here. Brother, sister, would you come forward? Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, one of the things I try to think about is when something causes me to be in that condition, to have to forgive. Lord, I try to think about, Lord, what have you forgiven me of? How many things? How many times have I disappointed you? How many times have I gone astray in my mind, in my mouth, in my actions? Help me, Lord, to have that compassion that you have. Praise God. Have that compassion. One of the disciples asked the question, how many times do I have to forgive? 70? Seven times? No, 70 times seven. In other words, a lot. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would continue to give us that mind of Christ, the heart of Christ that desires the love of God that was shed abroad in our hearts, that it would continue to live through us and draw others and be an encouragement as we pray for one another. I'm going to stop right here. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Thank you, Lord. May his name be praised. Do we have a song? Holy, holy God. And I line one more time. I am chained in the presence of a holy God. Someone left a prayer this morning as we come to a close.
Thank you for the instruction the Word of God presents before us as we search our own selves and hearts and try to conduct ourselves in the manner that is becoming of a Christian. Somebody who been taught to lead Jesus, to follow Jesus Christ. We ask, O God, that you would strengthen us, encourage us, help us through our daily walks. Convict us. Cause the Holy Spirit, O Lord, to prick our conscience. Father, we make many mistakes as we journey this land, but O Lord, you're so loving, you're so forgiving. The blood, as we know and understand, will never lose its power. Cover us, our mistakes. Cover, O Lord, our weaknesses. Strengthen us in the inner man through the Holy Spirit. Let us, O Lord, be good examples. Let us, O God, have a voice to proclaim the testimonies of Jesus Christ and what He has done in our life. We thank you again for this word. We thank you for the opportunity to be here, Lord. And we ask that you go with all of those that are traveling. Put a hedge of protection round about all of our individuals, our loved ones, those that have been prayed for. The needs are before you. Thoughts and prayers, O God, physical ailments, fears, concerns of life. Lord Jesus, help us through all of these issues and trials. Again, bless the visitors, O God. Watch over, keep them safe wherever their feet may lead, O God. And be with those that are on the edge of life and death. Sister Betty, you know her tomorrows, Lord. Now bless us as we depart. Prepare us for tonight and let the Word of God sink deep into our hearts and our minds. We love, we thank, we praise you always in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Brother Vince Burt, would you lift a prayer, brother? Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Brother Mike Call, would you lift a prayer, brother? Yes.
We want to hear from you. We want to be changed to more like the image of Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you that the answer is just to bathe in your presence. We pray for the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
We will change our hearts. We will change our lives. And Father, we ask for forgiveness for grieving the Holy Spirit. Lord God, each one of us have grieved the Holy Spirit. Even today, God, as we come here, God, thinking we have it all together, that we don't need anything. Oh, Lord God, help us. Help us, Lord. Open our hearts, God. Open our minds, God. And Father, we thank you that you're a loving, forgiving God. And Father, we ask that you continue to teach us, to lead us, to guide us into your presence, God. Father, that we have become like you, we've become forgiving people, we've become loving people, we grow in the unity of the Lord, God.
Amen.
We desire more than anything else to see your power.
Yes.
Light.
Yes.
But Father, we ask for your power, we ask for the baptism.
Yes.
Father, we don't realize that we're really asking for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person, God.
Yes.
You're to be grieved. You have feelings. Oh, Lord God, reveal yourself to us, God, as we seek more for you, as we seek to come closer to you, God.
Yes.
We need you more and more.
Yes.
More and more each day.
Amen.
So, Lord God, let your presence come to us, God. But, Father, more than important, open our hearts and our minds that we can know your presence, that we can feel your presence. Father, we again thank you for your mercy, your forgiveness, your grace. And your long suffering with us. Oh God, you are long suffering.
Amen.
Sometimes we are so arrogant, and so I am so arrogant, and I'm so far from where you want me to be. But Father, you're forgiving and long suffering.
Amen.
I give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Could we sing the chorus one more time before we close? Holy, holy God, how awesome is your name. Holy, holy, holy God, how majestic. One more time. Oh, yes. And we cry, holy, holy, holy God, how awesome is your name. Holy, holy, holy God. Majestic is your reign, and I am changed in the presence of a holy God. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. You know, I wanted to comment on Sister Megan's testimony about friends she's prayed for a long time coming back to church. And you know, we pray for physical healings, and those are wonderful. We thank God for them. But we know someday physical healings stop. But the healing of the soul, the healing of the soul, becoming into right relationship with Jesus Christ, that's where it's at, my brother and sister. That lasts for eternity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For eternity. We pray for that. Praise God. We want to see. We want to see our loved ones come back. We want to see the sinners that are lost come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise God. The love of God constrains us. Oh, Lord, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what we're going to see. Praise God. It was good to be here this morning. Please come back tonight with prayer. And now may the peace of God, the joy, the communion of the Holy Spirit go with us, encourage us, and strengthen us. And his word may dwell within us and come alive. And that our eyes be fixed on Jesus. And to him be all the glory and honor now and forever. Amen. God bless you all.